This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Coming up in about a half hour, our pal Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network is going to join us, top of the 1 o'clock hour, as we talk all things Washington Wizards as we're getting geared up for the NBA draft. Had a couple of new mock drafts come out over the weekend. We'll see who the draft pundits are mocking to the Washington Wizards. We'll talk about that and more with Chase Hughes coming up at 1 o'clock. Right now, though, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. What is more likely in 2025, the Commanders making the playoffs, or excuse me, making the Super Bowl, or missing the playoffs in its entirety? 1-800-636-1067. We'll run through your calls on that. Plus, I want to get into some Commander superlatives. Bill Barnwell of ESPN put out a superlative for each team in the National Football League, 16 in the AFC, and obviously 16 in the NFC. So spun that into my own version of Commander superlatives, and you all can get in on that as well at 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Paul in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Paul?
What's going on in there? Listen, man, I don't know what these people talking about, but they're forgetting the bigger picture called football. We got better on the offensive line. We got better in the receiving core with Deebo Samuel, and he's a control receiver. He's a possession type of receiver. What I envision Dan Quinn vision for the team to be is for us to run the ball better. Brian Robinson probably going to have a comeback year. Control the clock. We controlled the clock very, very well in that Philadelphia championship game on that first drive. The problem was Saquon Barkley is a beast of nature. Okay, so he one run, he tied the game. But here's the thing: I do think we got better. There's nothing better than a motivated football player in a contract year. So when you got, you know, when you were talking about the defensive tackle that we got from the Jets, people forgetting about Jonathan Jones. Well, these guys got something to prove. You don't think that they're motivated this year? That's what happened last year.
For sure.
And everyone was skeptical about the one-year contracts that we got with our linebacking core and everything. But guess what? Wagner, when everybody's saying Wagner was done, but he proved that he was worth it, right? So this is the same scenario here. We're going to have a better defense. We're going to control the clock. And as you said, the offensive line is definitely going to be better. I do envision it being a top five one. So guess what? Here's another point. We won't be behind as much this year. When you have the lead, your defense becomes better because now they can pin their heads back and go after the quarterback. Last year, we was doing more of a Greg Williams type defense, bend but don't break. You know, you're giving up the yards, but try not to give up too many points and let your offense win the game at the end. I think it's going to be a different philosophy.
Yeah, I appreciate the call as always, Paul. Yeah, look, you hit a smack on the head to me with the Brian Robinson point. Everyone has left Brian Robinson for dead here locally, it feels like. There was actually a piece that was aggregated by NFL.com over the weekend, and it was, you know, pointing out some of the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made this week at the voluntary OTAs about his expectations for Brian Robinson. And I fully expect him to bounce back. I think the offensive line's better, so he'll be better. The big question mark is, will he have the same amount of opportunity? Will he be afforded the same amount of touches based off of them drafting Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret? You all have already started fitting him for his jacket size in Canton. I haven't. I think you've got to earn it. And when you think about the veteran running backs coach that Washington has, talking about Anthony Lynn, a no-nonsense approach type of guy, if you can't pass block, you can't play on this team, especially as a running back. So I worry about that. I worry about how he looks going up against NFL speed and NFL defenses. So to act as if, and I know a lot of people are viewing him as a steal or a diamond in the rough based off of where Washington selected him at, I'm just saying buyer beware. Not saying that he doesn't have a chance to be a good player, but I'm not going to all of a sudden just catapult him to the top of this Commanders running back room based off of you all getting bored with Brian Robinson. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I wanted to go through some Commander superlatives here as well, and you all can chime in on this at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. That's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I want to run through my Commander superlatives here real quick. I have five categories listed here, and if you come up with your own, feel free to chime in as well. My team MVP, I don't think it's much of a surprise or a shock with this. I'm going with Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is going to take a massive step forward this year. And I know what some people are thinking. Well, damn, what the hell? How do you take a massive step forward after being the offensive rookie of the year? I think he becomes a 4,000-yard passer this year for the first time in his young career because he'll be afforded more time to throw the football. One thing that stood out last year, and I mentioned it earlier in the show, down the stretch, especially in that Falcons game where he completely, you know, strapped the Commanders team to his back like a jetpack, you saw him not trust the offensive line down the stretch. And I think each and every week, you know, we're all the armchair film evaluators and film gurus. We go out and watch the All-22. No shade or slight to Jaden, but how many times did he turn down or drop his head and run instead of keeping his eyes downfield and there being a guy wide open? There were a lot of schemed open deep shots last year that the Commanders missed on because the offensive line simply was not good enough, did not hold up enough in protection. I think they'll be better in that aspect this year. So my team MVP will be Jaden Daniels. I think he throws for 4,000 yards. I think he's got the chance to run for another 650 or 700 as well. This next superlative, getting a little creative here, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this category. I'm calling it the Alameda Zacchaeus Award for 2025. The random Commander free agent signing or slept on, not thought about Commander player that you think will outperform his contract value that he was given in free agency. For me, it's very easy. Dietrich Wise. Dietrich Wise Jr., of the New England Patriots, I think is going to have a massive impact on this Commander's defense next year. Now, throughout his career, he is not graded out as a, you know, super plus run defender via PFF. But I think the body type that he brings, 6'5", 285 pounds, Washington just simply hasn't had that on the edge. And y'all know how I get down. They haven't set the edge since they traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young at the deadline in 2023. So when I saw that they brought in Dietrich Wise, and it was random. I was here on overtime one Friday night during the spring, and it comes across the ticker, Dietrich Wise Jr., now a Commander. I loved it. So I think he can stop the run. This is the other thing that gets me intrigued about Dietrich Wise. There is some pass rush upside as well. 2024, last year, 5 sacks. The year before that, 4.5. The year before that, 7.5. So you look over his last 3 seasons, 9.5, that's damn near 18 sacks over the past 3 years. So he's a guy that if you give him an expanded role, maybe, just maybe, he's able to have a little bit more pass rush productivity. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. My next Commander superlative is the super sophomore. Which second-year Commander do I think has the biggest impact? I look at Jerzon Newton and the way that he played down the stretch, the last couple of games of the regular season and then the postseason. I thought his pass rush juice was there. I thought he did a really good job penetrating and getting upfield. That's who he is. More of a three tech than your traditional nose tackle. Playing him next to Javon Kinlaw interests me, right? The different interior D-line combos that we'll see this year interest me. Coming out of Illinois, like before the foot injury, a lot of folks had a first-round grade on Johnny Newton. And last year he got off to a slow start as expected because he didn't get to go through the offseason program in its entirety the way he is this year. I think he has the chance not only to be the super sophomore of this group, he has a chance to be the defensive MVP of this football team. I think he has the potential to be a 8 to 10 sack a year guy at the defensive tackle spot. And where I think he steps up next year, a year stronger, a year girthier, a year, you know, stronger and more physically mature, is playing the run. And if he could get better as a run defender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Maybe, just maybe, he is a well-rounded, complete football player next year and a player that this defense can lean on. 1-800-636-1067. Still taking your calls on what's more likely next year, Commanders making the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs. Plus, I want your response to some of these Commander perlatives. We got Team MVP, the Alameda Zacchaeus Award, and the last one I just gave you was my Super Sophomore for 2025. Skyler's in Virginia. Wants to chime in.
Hey, what's up? How you doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing well. Yeah, so two things really quick. I think for the MVP, it's no doubt obviously going to be Jaden Daniels. He's the best quarterback the Commanders have had since RG3. But when we talk about defense, last year it wasn't great. I do think the biggest impact we're going to have this year is probably going to be Bobby Wagner. I mean, he's our most veteran linebacker. Had him, I don't remember how many tackles he had last year, but he almost led the league. But we don't have secondary. We lost Jeremy Chin. Marshawn Lattimore is washed up. He's not there right now, but Jalen Ramsey is still available. So if we can go and get Jalen Ramsey for a 2-year contract, we should do it because our defense is at best mediocre. We can't compete with the Eagles on the run game or the pass. The Lions, we got lucky against the Lions. I don't think we would be able to do that again.
So you have some doubts about the defense, clearly, and I think a lot of people do, Skyler. We appreciate your call. A lot of people have reservations about this Commander's defense, and I think for good reason. To speak on the Jalen Ramsey thing, this doesn't seem like I don't know. I'm all in for bringing in good football players, right? Don't get me wrong. The fit here. What is the fit of Jalen Ramsey? Does he want to buy in? Does he want to even play here? You can go want a guy all you want. Would you want him to play here? Now, the prospect of him and Marshawn Lattimore opposite each other, I think is enticing, but you just drafted Trey Amos. And there was some pretty good comments coming out of OTAs about how well he performed, picking off Jayden Daniels. I saw you all typing in the chat asking about some of the UDFAs as well. I think one of you all hit it right on the head. Hadn't been a whole lot of interest sparked in those guys. I don't know whether or not Gabe Taylor is going to get the camp invite or not, or what happens with some of these UDFA guys. But, you know, big picture, when it comes to the Commanders in their secondary, man, like, I like what they have at corner. And I know there's a lot of speculation and doubts and reservations surrounding Marshon Lattimore. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I think the Commanders in the personnel moves they made this offseason at the cornerback spot kind of told you just how much faith and confidence they have in Marshon Lattimore. They strapped up, so to speak. Right? Put a rubber on, basically is how I would put it. They gave themselves a contingency plan there. Jonathan Jones, quality depth. You brought back Noah Igbinoghene, a guy that played well for you in relief. You drafted Trey Amos and spent high capital on him. So I think they're setting themselves up to be okay, even if Marshon Lattimore does not live up to expectations. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls, plus Zach Lowe, NBA insider, had some pretty interesting thoughts on the Wizards and where they stand moving forward. We'll let you hear from Zach Lowe, plus take more of your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.